Okay, we're in Siman Samech Beis. If Tess is sort of the tail end of the halachas of Sheva Brachas, which we learned, and the remaining sifim are rather easy sifim. Siftes is something we mentioned at the beginning of the siman, the idea of whether you need one kais or two kaises. You all know, under the chuppah we have two kaises. The Masad Kedushin makes a bar for Agafen and does the bracha of the Masad Kedushin, which is called Berachas Erusin. And then they read the Ksuba, which we'll see in the Ramah. And then they do the Sheva Brachas, the Berachas Nesuin, which originally in the time of Chazal were done separately, and today they do it together. So Shulchan Aruch brings the Machlokes. Yeshayim and Shein Laim Yesheva Brachas, Akais Berachas Amazim. Okay, so besides under the Chuppah, during the week of Sheva Brachas, the same thing. When they bench, the person who leads the benching has a Kais. And they fill up a second kais for the Sheva Brachas. So machlokes is if you need two. Yeshayim she'ein lo Sheva Brachas akais berachas amazon. Ela maybe kais acher v'aymer olav Sheva Brachas. V'chayzom alakeh kais shel berachas amazon v'aymer olav bar pri agafen. It's interesting. They this is what we do by Sheva Brachas. The mevarech has a kais. Then they go around with the second kais. The bar pri agafen, the mevarech berachas amazon makes that bracha. By the minig of the Beis Yosef is to have one kais both for benching and for sheva brachas. Medina Seilu among Ashkenazim noigim kisvara rishayin. Our minig is to have two kaisais. Yeshayimrim, and there are those who say that filu la shabara lechud bina shtei kaisis. There was a minig to say ashabara if there was no panim chadashais. So you still have two separate kais.
Why does the Bar Pri Agafen come last on the benching?
Why does the Bar Pri Agafen come last? Okay, it's a good question. And but under the chuppah, the Bar Pri Agafen goes first. Yeah. So it's a good question. Hopefully we'll get to it. So that's during the week. Under the chuppah, Birchas Erusin, Birchas Hasanim, Omer Maisa, our base kaisis afilu. Even though we do Kedushin and Chuppah together, so we have two. Under the Chuppah, everybody has two Kaises. During the week of Sheva Brachas, the meaning of the Beis Yosef is to have one Kais, and the meaning of Bnei Ashkenaz is to have two separate Kaises. What? One Bar Pri Agafen. It says, one Bar Pri Agafen made out loud. Look in Chakas Mechaikat Tezvav. It turns the page. The last line in Chakas Mechaikat. Aimrim Aisa al shtei kaisis uklaim bevarchen al kol kais bar pri agafen. He says that we make a bar pri agafen separately under the chuppah. If you remember, under the chuppah, the Masad Kedusha makes a bar pri agafen. Then the kedusha bracha. Then they do the kedusha.
The chazan
kal drink
that
as well. What? In first bar agafen, they drink a sip each, and then they drink again later. Now it says, "Avo bracha achrayna alagefen bora pamechad al shtei kaisis acha kais achren." A bracha achrayna, you only make one on everything. Now here it's a very tricky question: how much do you drink from the kais? If you watch at a chuppah, the chassan takes a sip, the kala takes a small sip. The big pachad is that it shouldn't, God forbid, drip on her dress. That's why we only use white wine under the chuppah. In case it's red wine, it drips on her white gown. It's not a joke. She's putting all the kaiches, all the money. It's not talking, not a joke. So, even white wine, they're not happy. So, where is the kaisha bracha? Where is it getting drunk? The b'chaks mechaikah sounds like you drink a revias. He says you make a bracha achrayna, not two bracha achraynas, but one bracha achrayna. So it's a little strange that nobody seems to drink it. No, if two people are mitzvahed, you don't make a bracha achrayna.
The same person drinks one, then he brings it from the second person, he drinks again.
No.
But we have to drink within Kadesh Dias Revias to make a bracha achrayna. That's also, you know, it's also not so gavaldic. Now, in Rabbi in Rabbi Sephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt says that Rabbi Moshe was makbid when he was Masada Kedusha, was makbid to drink Urevias, not under the chuppah, but afterwards. And Rabelski was makbid afterwards. He drank the whole kais. Once Rabelski started drinking, he drank the whole kais. And so I try also to go, why not? And so I drink under the chuppah, like all the Trisha circles, we pour a little into our hands and we drink. And then afterwards, to finish drinking a revius and make a bracha achray. Darach HaShulchan says, Etzleinu, Shemekadish, this is Sivkat Nechez. Etzleinu, Shemekadish, B'shas Chuppah, Tzarek Shnei Kaisais. I have to explain the lumbness of the Machlaikis, if it's two Kaisais or one, but we'll get to that afterwards. He says, V'aymer bar pegafet al kol kais b'tvei atzmai. Why? He says, the mafsikim bekedushin shachasa mekacha achar bracha. These are hefsik of a kedushin. V'rashi zal hinig likros haksuva achar kedushin. The meaning we have to read the ksuva originated with Rashi, brought in the Mordechai. Kiech lahavi hefsik gadol ben birchas erisin lebirchas nesua mechein minig pasha netzleinu. And that's our meaning, is that we read the ksuva. It's interesting. I was once reading the ksuva. It says in the part of the ksuva, it says, Hasi ketikun chachameinu zochayim levracha. So when you read the ksuva, I try to do it more quickly. So I say, Hasi ketikun chazal, instead of chachameinu zochayim levracha. So once, I was at a chasen, I was reading the ksuva, the Masad Kedushin was the Satmar Rebbe here from Williamsburg. So he came over to me afterwards, he said, by chsidim de makbid, to say nachazal, ba chachameinu zochayim levracha, they won't have the word bracha said under the chuppah. Yeah. So Baruch Hashem, he didn't correct me, b'shas ma'is, I wouldn't have known what he meant. But there's an emak. But anyway, he says then, about the brachas, the near bracha achrayna, im ishech alu b'varach l'shnei ha-brachas, b'shas ha-kai, says, dai b'brach achrayna achas, l'shteyem. V'yeshayim b'varach brach achrayna, kol echad b'fnei atzmai, she has the gadol. He said, there's some who say the bara on each one. Amal ledidon ain't nafkamina, ain't minigatzleinu shamavarach yishte, ela chasin vikala taimim ma'at, only chasin kala drink a little, that's it. And Aruch HaShulchan brings that the minig is just to be taimim ma'at, and it doesn't seem to bother him that nobody drinks the shir. So he have it clearly, at least to answer the minig. Now, my Sfaradim, you know, under the chuppah, they make a bracha on a hadas or some other bar minei besamim. Under the chuppah, the Aruch HaShulchan brings, Hamini shekosav haramam, levi hadas, eino yetzleinu. By Ashkenazim, we don't do that. Efshe shekav on a, shebekavon oisin keichet lahavi, birchas nesu, and sheva brachas, lepochas lai oisin. That somehow the number of sheva is chashuv, so that's why we don't do the hadas.
Don't do also.
They do by bris also.
Is there
yeah.
a reason?
I don't know what the reason is, but it's just the Rambam had such a halacha. That's why we do it. The Sfaradim do the meaning of Rambam. So that's why we do it. Al Kopanim, the meaning of drinking mat has a makar in Darach HaShulchan. He doesn't seem to bother him. There's a Rashi in Erevin Memo Medbeis. Rashi says by Kiddush, the reason you drink a revius is as bizayin hakais. It's a bizayin for a kais that you bring it and you don't drink it. So Rashi says, as respect to the kais, you should drink it. So it has nothing to do with the kiddush, nothing to do with the sheva brachas. It's covered for the kais of bracha that someone should drink it. So it's whatever you do, you have a. It's good.
By Abdallah, it's coming for the.
By Kiddush and Abdallah, it's Ikar Adin. What?
By Abdallah?
Did you drink Rav Revius? Rav Revius, Ikar Adin.
Because what you're saying, what would happen if somebody has one, it already has enough for one case? Can you make one case of both for Kiddush and Sud or not?
If you only have enough for one case. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I would think you have to drink for the Birchas. For the Birchas Erisin, I don't think you have to drink something. I mean, in practical terms, if you drink a sip and add a little water, and then it'll be pogum.
The cost of Kiddushin is only a minig, not
it's more than a minig, it's brought in halacha, it's not ma'akiv. Birchas Erisin is not ma'akiv, and Birchas Nesu'in it is. All right, it's not a practical issue so much. Besides that, we have plenty of wine. You could add other things, and our minhag is to use chamar medina. Now, watch the longest. So I turn to the Eizah Mekadesh. It's on the second page of Samach Beis, where Sifyot is. I told you once before, the Eizah Mekadesh is a flow of consciousness. It wasn't written to be printed. It was his personal notes about things he was mesupik. So here he writes in the first column where it says Ayin Veshmul Yod Aleph. He writes about the two kaisers. His kireini Moreno Gershon Malamid Neri Yaakov Mipai Mashkasa Magid Avra Simen Kuf Bem Zayin. Now you may have seen this. Oydes kaisers. You should say the Sheva Brachas. Shaloi Lahevi Asheni Ad Achad Berchas Amos. The Magid Avraham says not to bring the second cup until after benching. Vasisike Kivav Shabbe Shmuel Kasim Sheva Prisha Etzarshia Kasheri Lefalu Bishas Berchas Amos. But Magid Avraham Zal Shekasim the other Shaloi Yelefalu Asisike. Akshav Gam Shiedate Shabine Gulevi Kachon. Minhag Olam was that way. The Minhag Olam was to fill up both kaisers right away. Amarti, ulai, mitzad shehu mosor lechazonim. Chazonim here means the gaboim. Einam yoydim edivrei Magid Avraham Zal. The gaboim were in charge of the wine. They have no idea about the Magid Avraham. Rabbanim, where it said, they threw them a lashkiya chazonim. They don't pay attention. Shuv. This is, every Eizah Mekadesh is this way. First, I did it this way. Shuv later, achayayim shasisi kanal risi b'jushu prisha, evidence simas abeshayin shaminig leviim shayim keachon. He brings the minigus to bring them both because of shem shayde achrechi kanal. V'nira sheyesh l'taritz haminig. Kivin dafushe plukta loy mashinon. Since we don't like to make more machlokes, in kuli abba baida shem is a chashash m'shum asiyas mitzvus chavilas. This is why I wanted to see it. He talks about the lumdis. Why not one kais? Eilois mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Shari minik kov de svarad, the minik of the svaradim, shabavarchim berchus abad shabarachus al kais echad. The svaradim, is that true that by sheva brachus during the week, they have one kais for benching, and they use the same kais for sheva brachus. Kidas rabbeinu mishulam adi'ime, svirlei shu mitzvah achas. Here's the lumdis. Why is the chavilas chavilas? Stay hold that benching and sheva brachas is one arichus. Kivan sha'achas sheva brachas shetachas achopa ein oy sheva brachas kiim achar berchas habazin aydezeh sheva brachas heim im berchas habazin kemitzvahachas. Someone asked before, why do we make
what? When you start,
and you say it in simple minor in the benching.
You're mentioning the
simple. So it's all part of benching.
And it should
right.
be the same person saying all the brachos, benching and sheva brachos.
Well, we break up the sheva brachos for whatever reason. We break up the sheva brachos, we break up to some of them too. Right? But I mentioned to you last week, when somebody has a shaila that the sheva brachos is going peshkia, and they're not going to be able to say sheva brachos, and they ask, could I do sheva brachos in the middle of a meal? So the Paiskim will say that you can only do sheva brachos with benching. What's it got to do with benching? Inherently, it has nothing to do with benching. But Bapayo, the takana was, it's connected to benching. That's why the Sfaradim use one kais. Einois and mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, if you have two mitzvahs, and they come together, so you do them separately. But since benching in Sheva Brachas is like one big mitzvah, when you have a chasm, the benching, the Sheva Brachas is connected to the benching, so therefore, the Sfaradim hold, there's no concern of chavilas, chavilas, and they have one kais. So he's saying, he's saying, therefore, you can pour both beforehand. Lamute b'machloikis. And we'll say the berachas hamazon and the benching goes on everything. So even though we use two kaisers, we pour them both beforehand. So benching goes on both. And he says, agam shoyim repsukim yiras Hashem, acha berachas hamazon, kajim Hashem abrachas, gam deloikvi kol kach lekoil, lecharis a hefsik. We say yiras Hashem at the end of benching. I'll call there. Is that Kema Shabru Chazal Gula Richter, Shala Richter, Knesset Harachman, and a Hefsik? The Kabbakim, Dvarim Achayim, Chutzalze, Ein La Hefsik. Gam Lididon Shabuvarach La Beis Hakaisis. He says that the benching in the Shabrachis is one. You really shouldn't be Mavzik. I'll call there. Heim La Achodim in Birchas Hamazim. Gam the Digin Lavarach La Beis Kaisis. Shekhivdi Yeshem Sheva Brachas Tachas Akhopa, Belieber Kazabazan, Deinoi Deze Tabit Kibitzum Bifneyat. So, what you see clear from Deze Mekaydish is the lumpness of the Machlaikis. Those who do one because it's one big mitzvah. Those who do two, it's because even though they have a shachis to each other, since under the chuppah they're separate, so we look at them as two mitzvahs, and therefore we have two kaisis. This is what we have in days of Makaydish. Our minig is two kaisis. Many have a minig to satisfy both shittas. They pour, before benching, they pour one kais, and the second kais they fill up almost all the way, but not totally. And then after benching, they finish filling up the second kais. So that way, you can look at it, they have neither shita, you can look at it, they have both shitas. You know, however you want to look at it. But what's the meaning of Tamil Chab is to do it that way, or Pam used to do it that way. He used to fill up the second kais more than Revias, and then finish it afterwards. It shouldn't look like a burden. Like the bird, you don't have to pour twice.
Is there a makor for the mixing? For the mixing of the water?
Yeah, because we want to give the chas and the kala from both kaisa shabracha.
So it has to go to a third cup, or it could go into one, to another?
Whatever you like. It doesn't matter. As long as they drink from the two kaisa. All right, so these are the rules of the sheva brachas. Turning back to the previous page. What? Yeah, the ksuba I want to talk about. Just the Pesachei Tshuva Yud Zayin on the previous page. At least the first half of it. The Pesachei Tshuva Yud Zayin, maybe Kaisacher, I'm a Sefer Amakta, B'kun Shesachra, and Shekosav, Nirad Yochel Echad, the Varech Lichas Abazim, V'yetzi Kula, V'shesh Brachas, Yochel Lite La'achel L'Varech, V'akev, V'varech, Ha'mavarech Lichas Abazim, V'yepi Agofen, Al-Kai Shaloi, V'mayetzi Afloi, Se'shemeir Sheva Brachas. Period. Okay, so that's what we do. We have that custom. Okay, I want to talk a little about the ksuba. The Ramah at the end writes, "Noegin lahavsi penei v'kriyas ksuba." I'm not learning his ksuba in this round, so I want to talk a little about what happens with the ksuba under the chuppah. Obviously, the chassan has to give the kala ksuba. It has nothing to do with making a hafsik. But the Araminig is to read the Ksuba between the first bracha, the Siddur Kedusha bracha, and the Sheva brachas. And that minig, as we said, Rashi was manig, that it should be a longer hefsik. And we do it that way. In Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that after the first brachas, then they sign the Ksuba. And then they go on to the Sheva brachas. In America, in the United States, the minig in most places is that the ksuba is signed earlier at the chasen tish, and later on they just read the ksuba. They don't sign it underneath. Occasionally, when they have a mesad gedushim from Eretz Yisrael who comes, they do it that way. When I was mesad gedushim from Eretz Yisrael a couple of times, so I did like mini Eretz Yisrael. When Americans go to Eretz Yisrael, they do mini Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael come to America, they don't do Minig America. They do it the right way, you know, like they do it Minig Eretz Yisrael. But okay, I think the first time I was inside the Kedushin I saw was Jason Picker when he got married, and I think I'll do like Minig Eretz Yisrael, and that's the way I did it. And I told you then I couldn't figure out to write Yerushalayim with a yud or without a yud, and it's very, very confusing. It's an amazing story. I told it already. You forget these stories. It wasn't Jason's wedding. There was another wedding. I was inside the Kedushin. I landed in the summer in Eretz Yisrael. It was during between Tisha B'Av. So I know Yerushalayim in Tanakh is spelled without a yud. Yerushalayim today and in all the writings of the Chazal and Torah Shavuot Peh is written with a yud. So I went, when I landed, I was staying in Azebir. I went to Rabbi Efrati, who lives in Azebir, to ask him how Rabbi Yashav wrote it. So I mentioned, I knocked on his door, and I said hello to his wife, who I know the family, and they said hello, and they said the Rav is not in. I said, fine. So I went to learn our Sameach. In the meantime, Rabbi Eisenstein, from who's the Rav of Mali Dafna, he had heard that I came, and he's an old friend, so he came to say hello to me. He came to the Beis Medrash. I said, "Oh, you're here, the Baldic. How did How did Rav Yashiv write Yerushalayim with Yehud out of Yehud? The amazing thing was he said, Vizel Shaina. He said, I was with Rav Yashiv many times, he wrote it without a Yud. And he said to me, people will tell you he wrote it with a Yud. It's not true. I saw with my own eyes without a Yud. That was his lush. A few hours later, I get a phone call from Rabbi Efrati. Shalom Aleichem, why'd you come? So what am I going to do? I said, I want to know about Yerushalayim. So he says to me the same lashon, except he says, Rabbi Yashiv always wrote it with a Yud. And people are going to tell you without a Yud. I know, it's not true. I was astounded, and I must have been very quiet on the phone. I didn't know what to say. So Rabbi Efrati said, there's something wrong. I said, I'll tell you the truth. A couple hours ago, he told me he wrote it always without a Yud. So Befrati is Ishmael. So he says, I'm going to get back to you. So finally gets back to me. Of course, there, so he writes a long tshuva about it. So everything's writing a long tshuva. And he says, he investigated. So Rabbi Yashiv, in Gittin, he wrote it the way it's written in Tanakh, without a Yud. And in Ksuva, which he held as a financial document, right, with a Yud, like the minig of the country. So they wrote it with you. So it seems that Rabbi Eisenstein was more into the Gittin aspect of Rabbi Yashiv, and he was more into the Kedusha aspect. So that answers the question. Anyway, getting back to the Ksuba.
Gittin, you have to be consistent. Everybody has to write
this. Don't tell me a third opinion. you tell me you have to be consistent.
You can't have a get like that and a get like that.
No, all Gittin were without a Yud, and all financial documents. And he called the Ksuba financial document. Yeah. Financial documents with a Yud and Gittin without a Yud. Anyway, getting back to the Ksuba, I want to explain a little about the Ksuba. I mentioned last week that Rav Moshe didn't like the minig that many rabbanim have. When you have shkia coming between the chasen tish and the chuppah, as now, today shkia is what, about 7:15? So very often, a Sunday wedding, 6:30, 7:30 chuppah, so they ride it. It's still today, and by the time they get to the chuppah, it's already the next day. So how do you date it? So the minig of how do you solve the issue? So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a problem. They don't fill it in till under the chuppah, and then they fill it in the current time. There are some who they have a kabbal kinyan at the chasen tish. They tell the chasen, be mechayev yourself from now, and they write that date in the Ksuba, and they hold that that's adequate. I know a lot of Gedali Yisrael, I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I remember Rabbi Yishrei, I was at a wedding, and that's what he did, he was beside the Kedushin, and he said, be Mekabel Kinyan from now, and he wrote the previous day. Gedali Yisrael wrote it that way. Ramesha writes that you can't do that. You can't be Mechayiv yourself in the Ksuba if you're not married. Now, there's a halacha, you could sign a shtar ahead of time that takes effect later. In other words, let's say someone comes over to you, he says, I plan to borrow money, sign. Now you're signing, it says, I witnessed Ruve borrowing money from Shimon. You didn't really witness it. So you're allowed to do that as long as you give it to Ruve. You give it to Ruvain, who's the one who stands to lose. He's the Das HaMaschayev. So you give it to him, that's fine. If Shimon says, sign that you saw Ruvain borrow money from me, don't give it to Shimon. But to the lender, that's called Das HaMaschayev in the shtar. The one who's going to lose in the shtar, right, you're allowed to write it, even though it's sheker. You say you saw the loan, you didn't see the loan. You say you saw a sale. Kaisen shtar lemaich rafa bishon akati. So the man in the Dorim explains, because the edus is the fact that the lender has the shtar in his hand, that's proof that the loan took place, because the borrower would never give him the shtar unless he got money for it. So that's the way we write shtaras. Ramesh has no problem with that. The dating, Ramesh has a problem. How can you date it from the previous day? I'm mechayev myself as of today. It's not possible to be mechayev yourself in a ksuba if you're not married. It sounds so logical.
So when is the chayiv? The chayiv is hariyat kedushas, then the chiyuv.
Yeah. That's what it depends on. So this machlokes, all the years, I wasn't sure what it depends on. Then we're learning yeshiva, we're learning chiyuv ksuva, and the question came up as follows. What is a ksuva? Is a ksuva, a regular case, a man gives his wife a ksuva. You can learn it two ways. You can learn, I'm machayev myself as of this minute to give you 200 zuz if either I divorce you or I die, then I'm machayev myself. The schayvus starts now. It's a shtar schayvus. And that's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, I'm not machayev myself anything now. I'm pledging that if I give you a ksuba or I die, that my nechasim I'm a shubid to give you a ksuba. In other words, you can learn it, it's a shtar schayvus as of now, or as of late. What's an afkamina? The nafkamina is in the sugya. There's a sugya saita, daf yomi stani saita. I think daf lamin aleph. Where you have a saita that doesn't get a ksuba. If you have a woman who's a suspected adulterer, she's going to drink from the meis saita, and the husband dies before she gets there. So does she get a ksuba? It's a suffix. Here she is on the way to drink. Now, if she's guilty, she's not entitled to a ksuba. If she's innocent, she's entitled. So what do you do by a suffix? You give it to the mosek. So there's a rule that ena yedeya im niskayafti, if I have a suffix, if I ever was owed you money, then I'm potter. Ena yedeya im niskayafti means, I was potter, I don't know if I ever became obligated. So then I'm the mosek. If it's ena yedeya im parati, let's say I definitely borrow money from you, and ena yedeya im parati, then I have to pay. Because I vade owed you money, I'm in some way to be vade. I definitely owed you money. The Rishonim and that sugya argue if a ksuba is considered any adair in the schayafti, I don't know if I'm obligated.
But she might die first.
Which means, one minute. Any adair in the schayafti means I'm not chayiv until either I give a get or die. Which means that the chiyuv starts later. Or it's an idea in parati, that I'm definitely chayiv. When I got married, I was chayiv. I don't know if I pay. The tumim in Chasham Nishba, in Simenayim Beis, of Katan Chav Beis, says it's an idea in nischayavti. He says that every ksuba, you're not chayiv until the moment comes. Until then, it's a pledge. It's a binding pledge. But it's any idea in nischayavti. The haflah in Adar Pei Aleph in Ksubis says it's any idea in parati. And Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe in Chayshim Mishpa Simchav Dali, the beginning of Anaf Beis, says like the haflah. Let me just finish. Any idea in parati. That means Rav Moshe Shita is that when you amakabel kinyan on the ksuva, you create the chiyuv as of that moment. It's in a damn parati. In other words, you're b'chayiv yourself as at that moment on a tanai, on certain tanai. That I'm b'chayiv yourself right now, if this happens, I'm going to pay. So Rav Moshe holds that a ksuva is his chayiv was from that minute. So Rav Moshe says, how could you sign the ksuva the day before? How can you obligate yourself the day before? Makes no sense. You can't be chayiv until you're married. The others who allow it, most likely, go into Tumim Shita. You can mechayiv yourself anytime. A person could be a 14-year-old. He can mechayiv himself that when he gets married and he dies and he divorces his wife, at that time he's going to become chayiv. What's the problem? There's no eschayivus now. It's a eschayivus on tonight. I will be mechayiv myself if this and this happens. So if I get divorced or if I get married and get divorced. So it's likely that you follow that's the lumdis of the machlaikis. The lumdis of the machlaikis is, what is a ksuba? Is a ksuba a shtar eschaivus? I'm a chayv myself right now? Or is a ksuba just sort of it's really more of a shtar raya that chazawa mechayiv me that after get or misa I have to pay? And this is just, it's a shtar that acknowledges the eschaivus that comes later. Not except the Chazal and Misaka that you could. We know that Chazal and Misaka you could collect from the Kukhan. So, I guess it depends if it's a separate thing.
If the Sinus is later, then what happened to why is there a problem with the Mishabudim?
Chazalot to Masakim Mishubadim for the Shtar itself says Kol Chasayim Mishubadim. It's that's part of it.
How is that
because it's possible a person can become the Kol Chasayim Kayim. You can do whatever you want. You can be Chayiv yourself. You can be Mishabit. As long as you do what it's Shtar, there's a Kol. Then you can.
Even
Kol
Moshe. Why can't he be Mishabit this time earlier as Mishabit so that the time he gets married?
But that means not mechayev himself a shas ma'isa. So Moshe understands that that's not a shtar ksuva. Shtar ksuva is a shtar eschayvus from right now. The shtar ksuva is the definition of a shtar ksuva is a shtar mechayev. So it's not shaykh to be mechayev yourself before.
Even contra Moshe, the chayvus after Hari Atma Kadeshes, then it's the chayv. But before, so for Rishon Atma Ksuva after.
It's not shaykh before the Hariyah. It's not possible. Not possibly mechayev yourself before.
No,
you could sign. Signing is not the problem. The date is the problem. You can always sign shtaris ahead of time because your shtar leiva.
Why did they write before?
It's the mesir. It doesn't matter. You could write it. You could write it well before. As long as the question is what the date has to be.
Why without ours? You know, you're not
mishum till later. The halachic shtar. You can write it. Now it's true because of Mishubadim, you're supposed to date it correctly. So it's true we date it correctly. But that's not Dine Ksuba, that's Dine Shimudim, that you have to date it correctly. I agree, you have to date it correctly.
And why does it talk about that? Say they both died at the same time. We don't know who died first. If the husband died
that's
first.
That's the Sugya.
Isn't that a
Sugya? It's Machlekes Rishayim. It's a Taisus. The Gemara sounds one way and Taisus turns it around. And now Flamin Alf, you're going to get to it in Saita. It's not so far away.
Even
called
other
mandamrim.
In
Mitzvah,
isn't there
also
this chayvus for zaynus and this and that? That's the chayvus right away. That's not. It's not
going to be later on. That's part of the ksuba. The ksuba is the ksuba. What we consider a ksuba that you need a shtar for is not shek susenayna. Shek susenayna, you don't have to write a ksuba. The tikkun of ksuba. Our ksuba has a lot. It has ksuba. It has tanai ksuba. It has tosefes ksuba. It has. Has, the other thing is not the problem. Okay. The only thing is the ksuba. The ksuba.
If the hitzchayzus,
what do you sell it? Can't sell it.
She owns it.
You could. You could. You can sell lottery tickets. You can sell anything you want. You can sell things as long as there's an agreement. Shtaris can be sold. They have kinyanim on shtaris. If I have a post-dated check, I could sell it. The shtar, look, the schaibus of the ksuba is every married man has a schaibus. The shtar acknowledges the schaibus, the takaras chazal, that she should be, that she should have yeshiva das, to have a shtar ksuba. The schaibus, if you don't write ksuba, it's not a schaibus. But you can sell any shtar you want. You can sell any binding business obligation a person can sell.
Is Shemitah
Mishametes
this type of
Hischaivus? Shemitah is
not Mishametes.
So. Oh,
but it's a
current Hischaivus. Yeah, but any. Well, it's actually two Lashaitis and Makis. But a star with Hischaivus is La'achar Es Hashanim is not. Shemitah is not Mishametes. It's La'igais, it has to be Kvabo, La'igais.
You could do that.
I asked Rav Palm about doing it. He said that when you're under the chuppah, you get nervous, you make mistakes. But I did it this last week. I had a 6:30 chuppah, and that night shkia was 7, and I wasn't sure what to do. So I have a kabbal kinyan. We did everything except filling in the date and except signing. I told the two Edei Ksuva to come to me when they're walking down. By the time they're walking down, we'll know what happens. And I Taka signed it right there, and I filled in the date. You have to remember I filled in the date. But I filled in the date, and we did it that way.
When the Spanish Mashiach switched to the
Yiddish. So there are different minhagim. Shem Zalman would not do Ksuva Benesh Mashiach. Rav Palm was naig even a minute after Ben Hashmash is to write the next date, because a post-dated shtar is kosher b'diavad anyway, predated his parcel. So he says no worse than a shtar mocher, so he dated it. The halacha would be, if his chayvus happened a minute after Shkia, the halacha would require that you write the later date, because you can't be mechayiv mishubadah from the previous day. So Rav Palm, even a minute after Shkia would do it. I was once at a wedding, and we were about a chasim tish. I said, let's just wait till a minute after Shkia. And there was a chasim, a chasidish tava chacham there. He said, 1 minute after Shkia is already going to write the next day? So I told him, that's what Rav Palm did. He said, okay. He said, you do like your Rebbe, I do like my Rebbe. That's
you
have
to be careful
when the Yichud. No, the ksuba is there before the Yichud. Yeah, we do it before.
So
we passed him by the suin there's a chiyuv, and by erisin it's a rishus. We shouldn't talk about it. So there's no chiyuv tsuba till the suin, but from erisin it's binding if you do it.
Okay, so it's a couple now, right, a little bit before after shkia when what's done.
If it's a little after shkia, we write the later date, and then
you better write earlier, but before the chuppah.
What?
The late date before the chuppah.
You could write, if you know for sure, you could write the letter. Now, there is another side, nafkamina. By a shtar as chayvis, the halacha is the shtar has to belong to the mechayiv. The piece of paper, by a shtar as chayvis, the shtar has to belong, the paper has to belong to the one who's mechayiv. Every time you ever go to a get, first thing they do is they give the chasm, not the chasm, the husband, to the megarish to be kind of the paper and the ink, the whole thing. He's kind of it. Because the shtar has to belong to him. Usually at a wedding, the chasm brings his ksuba. It happens occasionally that there's a mistake in the ksuba. And I told you I have in my glove compartment, I have spare ksubas and tanam all the time. I once was at a wedding in Montreal. It didn't help me that I had it in my glove compartment in New York. And they taka didn't have it tonight. But I have extras now. If I pull out my extra, the caterer has extras. You pull it out, the ksais is masupik. If the shtar ksuba is a shtar eschaivis or just a shtar raya. And if you want to be mahader, the ksais is mitzadeh. Since everyone's chayiv ksuba anyway, even if you're not mechayiv yourself. So the takanas chazal that you have to have a ksuba, it's a derais according to some. So it's just a shtar raya, then you don't need. But if it's a shtar eschaivis, then you do need. So it's a hinder to make sure the chasen should be kind of the paper of it.
Sometimes the couple makes a very fancy ksuba. She then has to give it to the chasen.
The chasen makes the fancy ksuba. The kala demands it, but the chasen makes the fancy
ksuba.
The calligraphy. Yeah, so the chasen does it usually, but the kala does it, so if you want to be yaitz, so what the ktsai says, you know. Okay, that's so much for the ksuba, and okay, we move on to Sif Yud. We come already to the parts of the simin that are less negeya to us bizman hazeh.
When Sif test started with a yesh omrim, does that mean we pass him like the yesh omrim, or it's usually
it says two yesh omrims. The rule is when you have two yesh omrims, the halach is usually like the second. That's the klal of the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. All right, let's see Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. As I said, we're going to see the Mefarshim here that it's not so the gab is manazeh. Once upon a time, the chassid used to have his chuppah that he was in, the base chassid for the whole 7 days. Now that had a special afiriyah, that a special room that was designated for chassid kala. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the chassid, the kala, and the shushnin and apatur min sukkah. During sukkahs, they can have sheva brachas outside the sukkah in the chuppah. They can have it because it's a mitzvah for them to go out. Now the mechaber starts with this custom. He says the following: he's not talking about sukkahs; he's talking in general. Sif yud yeshayim emachasin yetsay mechupasai afila kalosa imay. They had this chuppah, this place they stayed the whole 7 days. So if he goes out, even with his kala v'ochel lechol v'bayis acher. There's no Sheva Brachas. In other words, for us it would mean the Chasan Kala, in the middle of the Sheva Brachas week, they go out for lunch, they go out to a restaurant for lunch. So that's not a place of Simchas Chasan Kala, just going there to eat. So, Vani milik shadaiti lazer achkach luchupasa. It's only a temporary place to eat. Aval mahaylech legam risham. If he's going legami lebayis acher, l'chol achabura imay and the mesamchem are with him. Then v'nasay sebayis ikir gam sham nikra chupa mevarchim berchus chasanim. Chen lepa'amim shalchin chasav akal l'ir acheres. So they go to a different city. Tzach levar sham berchus chasanim imu tashiva. It's within the 7 days. Ve'idayt elazor. He doesn't plan to come back. So this rule that the Chasid Kala had their own designated place was a minig, and both the Taz and I believe the Beis Shmuel say it's not negated to us. The Beis Shmuel is on top Yud Gimel, Masechta the Sukkah. This is Besukkah Perak Hayasha. That's Taf Chafei. Chasid Tais Varash Gam. What's Aleph Beis or Shin Beis? Hard abbreviation. Gam Ashebara V'Simcha B'Mayinai. Hard abbreviation. Ein Oimrim. Vayradresh ksuvis ubeperek erev psachon kasav simcha b'mayda yomrim loytali b'chupa. They're being gam kikoyda b'chupa ledina d'shas. According to dina shas, even when they had a pre-wedding feast, they said shas simcha b'mayda, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch later. Ube was that Mordechai perek hayashon kasav kitayzer hemash maskaras adaki ma'isha ube taz what. Ubesukkah, okay. Ubetaz marich bedin zev a kasav asher bevarchin sheva brachis afol b'makim dloy hayachupa. Ubetaz says, and the Beis Shmuel brings, our minigis has nothing to do with chupa because Rishay b'gai b'ram b'prag the pasakein, etc. So we don't have this minig that chas and kala stay in one place, and therefore this sif is basically that's so negaya. Ramesha, it's interesting, has a tshuva about the mitzvah of eating at a Sudas Chas of the Kala. Ramesha writes that the Makar, that it's a mitzvah to eat at Sudas Chas of the Kala, it's in Archaim Beis, Chuba Tzadikei. He writes, not the first one that writes it, that the Makar, that it's a mitzvah to participate in the Sheva Brachis, is the fact that you're Potter Ben HaSukkah. HaChasim Yishushvinin, if it's a tzar for this Chasim to go to a Chuppah, to go to a Sukkah, he has a Sheva Brachas meal chutz l'chuppah. Now, we don't do that. But the Dina de Gemara is, it's a Mishnah, Chasim v'shushvina, p'tur ben ha-sukkah. That means the Chasim can have a meal chutz l'sukkah. So it's a raya that it's a mitzvah. It wouldn't be a mitzvah, you wouldn't do it. Not only that, but the Magen Avraham in Tafresh Mem, in Hilchas Sukkah, says that we don't find by bris milah, you can have a sudas ha-bliss chutz l'chuppah. So he says that Vaisdois, eating at a Sheva Brachis, is a Dvar Mitzvah. Eating, participating in a Sheva Brachis is a mitzvah more than a bris milah.
All the guests don't have to be in the sukkah.
If the Chas and the Kala are not in a sukkah, because it's a tzar for them, so then all the guests could also be outside of the sukkah and be part of the Sheva Brachis as well. Nafkamina, we make an Erev Tchumen only for a Dvar Mitzvah. Erev Tchumen, if you want to go Chutz L'Tchum, so we really only make Erev Tchumen with Dvar Mitzvah. Stam, you want to go for a walk, you can't make Erev Tchumen to go for a long walk. You could do it, like the case in the Mishnah, to go hear a shir. You could go for Kibbutz Av, if your parents are more than the Tchum, you could go visit them. Could you make an Erev Tchumen to go to a Bris Milah, to go to a Sheva Brachis? So it's nafkamina. For a bris milah, you can't. No mitzvah to eat at a bris milah. And by Sheva Brachis, there's a mitzvah. And therefore, you do it out. It's a mitzvah that Achreinim bring. The Makar is a gift from Lavan. We know so many things from Lavan. It says, Vayesef Lavan, Esanchi Amokan, Vyas Suda. He made a Suda for the wedding. A lot of things we learn from Lavan. It's a pillow. Lavan did it. But they bring the pasuk by Lavan. You know, when I was 21, I had my father's oldest child. My father wanted very much I should date. His friends were all marrying off kids, and I said I want to wait another year until I'm 22. So my father told me, had a younger sister was dating because the girls date early. He told me, Leasa came in Kemenu. Leasa says, so you have to go first. So I told him in my smart aleck, you know, I said, that's what Lavan said. I hope like Yaakov Avinu, that the younger one could go for it. That's what I told my father. So like everything else in life, years later, I saw the Shach brings it. The Shach, in Hilchis Kibarah, but Hilchis covered for all the siblings, the Shach brings that the older one should go first, like Lavan said. Like, I Lavan said it? Why are we doing like Lavan? So it seems the Torah didn't write down every Narish kite that Lavan said. Lavan said plenty of Narish Azachim. The Torah didn't quote it. The things the Torah quoted Lavan, we assumed that there was something to it. So the same thing here, we learn Eimar Vitzimcha B'Simcha, also from Lavan. He said, Malishu Azayis, Ben Lachagam Azayis. And here, the Maram Shik brings in a tshuva. He has a tshuva. If eating at a Sheva Brachas is a mitzvah or a minig, he says a mitzvah. And he brings this makar. It's an interesting tshuva in our Chaim Beis, tshuva tzadikei, in the Maram Shik. And Ramosh has a nafkamina, which is lamaisa. During Svira, sometimes you're invited to a wedding that's not according to your minig. Most of us have a minig, what we call the first half of Svira. It means that we keep Svira till Lag BaOmer. Almost all Ashkenazim have that meaning, except those who do Apiari, that do the whole Svira, except for the last 3 days. Most of us, right, in the Broyers, they do till Lag BaOmer.
No,
what do they do?
No.
What?
3 days.
They do the whole Svira? Starishkaidish? Really? Okay, so I take it back. Not everyone. I thought everybody keeps. Most of us, am I right? Most of us keep the first. Okay. Anyway, there are two minhag. What happens if you get invited to a wedding that's not according to your minig? So Ramesh has a tshuva. He says the minig is not to make a wedding. Once there's a wedding, the mitzvah to be the sameach chasam v'kala overrides the issa sfira. So if there's a wedding, if the chasam kala are getting married, if you min hagam, you're allowed to go to such a wedding. That's where Ramesh writes. He says, what about taking a shave or a haircut? So he says, if it matters to the chasam kala whether you take a shave or a haircut, he's not here. Now, chasam kala don't really care if you take a shave or a haircut, unless, I have this sometimes, someone, it's a brother, he's in the pictures. You know, he's in the pictures. So it matters. They want him to look like a mensch. So the haircut usually doesn't matter too much, but if he's not shaved, he normally shaves, so if it matters. So people ask you, do I have to be matir? No, they change my meaning. Yeah, change your meaning. It could be your meaning is that it's aser. And the Ramesh has a tshuva that for simchas chasam v'kala, you're allowed. The only thing is, you're not allowed to dance until chasam v'kala come out. If they dance beforehand, that's not maybe a sameach chasam v'kala. It's just for fun. But the Mesameach Chasam V'Kala, it overrides, and therefore, so Moshe brings that in this tshuva that I mentioned. He says, since participating in a meal is a mitzvah, not just an anhaga taiva, it's a mitzvah, more than bris milah, mesudas bris, so therefore, he says, what? Eat at the smorgasbord, okay. I used to say Chasam V'Kala too. It's Ramesh does have one kasha. Ramesh says that if someone invites you to a sudas bris, you're benido if you don't participate. So Ramesh says, why are you more benido by a bris than by anything else? Doesn't he invite you to a bris? He invites you to a sudas bris. So Ramesh says, sorry, here. Why? He says, matzino lepam in yon mamido that on loikafi chaymerin. He writes such a thing, but. The idea. I was in shuls, especially on Shabbos. They do a bris. They announce everyone is invited downstairs to eat at the suda. That's an invitation.
That's a problem.
You probably got to go down according to Ramah. If they invite you, you have to go down. I once had two Shabbos bris. So I went to the first Shabbos bris. It was Rav Feivel Cohen Shul and Tempe Torah, and they daven earlier. So I went to the bris there. It must have been Yom Tov because it was in the shul. And then I had a second bris. They announced, everyone's invited downstairs to eat. So I thought, oh boy, everyone's invited. I have to go down and make Kiddush. So I was wondering, if they invite you to eat at a bris, you don't eat at that bris, but you eat at the next bris. Are you still benido? You have to eat at that bris? Or you eat at the next bris? All I'm doing is accompanying Eliyahu Hanavi. He's also going to the next bris. So, what do you think? You have to eat a tap for this?
Next. When you sit in Kuba the Suda, you're helping the Baal Bris. He has the chiyuv to bring people for the Suda, so you're helping him. So according to this...
So you have to meet that one, then?
You have to go to both.
Okay. I didn't. I went to the next
Rabbi, does the Shalom Zafar have the same histivus?
No. Shalom Zafar is nothing like it, and...
We see about Suda, you have to wash it, afterwards.
No. Okay, let's just sit here now. Sorry, what? Chodesh Iyar? Interesting. Okay, what? Broyes, that's what Broyes mean. They start the first Erev Chodesh. They start second Erev Chodesh. It's interesting. A lot of people make a mistake. They have a wedding. I've been invited to weddings. The second day of Rosh Chodesh, there's no heter, there's no shita that's matir. The second day of Rosh Chodesh year. I've been invited to weddings. I can't understand it. Someone says to me, "You missed the condition of the wedding." I said, "The date is set already." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, I can't make it that night. I want to do." I missed the condition at a wedding, which is asur al pi din. I don't want to make a machloikas out of it. So I didn't. Somebody here in the neighborhood made a wedding the second day of Rosh Chodesh.
Rav once told me that we don't make weddings in Iyar.
That's a separate Iyar, but the first day of Iyar, Aleph Iyar, that day of Rosh Chodesh, it's also according to every minute. There's no minute that's matir. The first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Lamed Nisan, they're Mekilin. Or if you do the Chuppah B'Vayjayim, they're Mekilin. But to do it at that night, there's no heter. The caterers really should tell people. People don't realize they come to the
Kiddush. David didn't go to Chassidus after
the whole year.
After Lagwaima,
yeah. David was very machmir. I don't know. I couldn't get out of him. Why? He was very machmir on Chodesh Iyar. There was someone here in Shul who had to do a Chasana, and they had a choice to do it after Lagwaima in Iyar, or they have to push it into June. And it was a nervous kalo also. And they asked me, I said, Yes, Rav David. And Rav David said, we don't make weddings in Iyar. He said, "But my minute gets to lag by me." He said, "We don't make weddings in here." Right. So I know a lot of people do.
No, how much is that in the tshuva?
But we don't make the second half of year.
Right.
I don't remember.
So you should follow the task and not make even if you take a haircut, even if your minute to take a haircut after lag by
me. Okay. So I don't remember that. I'd like to see.
Based on the task.
Okay. I don't know. I know a lot of people do
lag by Omer accepting.
Lag by Omer accepting is good. Yeah. Except lag by Omer, which you can do. Really, the day of Lag BaOmer. Night of Lag BaOmer is really Shasat Chag Heter, because really it's Mrs. Yom Kekulei Lag BaOmer. So when they do dancing and parties the night of Lag BaOmer, so when they do it the night before, that's only those who keep Minagari. If you keep Minagari, you have 33 days besides Lag BaOmer. So the night of Lag BaOmer is Mutter. Most of Flatbush keeps 33 days, Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day. We, including myself, who go to Lag BaOmer, we all meet to see Yom Kekulei. You can't shave the night before. It's like an Avelus at the end of Shiva. You need the morning. There's no heter for people who keep the 33 days to go to the music and dancing the night before. I Chassidim do it, because Chassidim keep Ari. So the whole Lag BaOmer is mutter, because they have 33 days besides Lag BaOmer. But those who hold the first part to go to music and dancing the night before, it's a toss. I mean, it's, you can scream from the rooftops. It doesn't help. You know, they make bonfires and music, so everyone goes. But it's not, it's like it did. It's really not not the way it should be. And let's not sit for Aleph. 3 minutes left. But again, it's something which is not so negaya. First, this is not negeh. We don't break up the chaburis, but by chassidim they do have where they rent two halls. They have the men in one hall, the women in another hall, or upstairs and downstairs. So b'nei chopishin eschalkul chaburis. What happens if before they got to sheva brachis they broke up into separate groups? We're talking they have men in both. I feel a machlu b'batim she'enam psuchim l'makim she'achas neichel. Even in totally different ways. Everyone was at the wedding, but for the meal, not everyone fits. So they have two halls. They're split into two halls. Kula mevarchi b'ches chasadim. Each place makes its own sheva brachas. Loimi bayim ha-shamish mitzarfin. Certainly if they have the same waiters. If la'in ha-shamish mitzarfin, she'schilu lechol, oisam, she'bishar batim, Shishchilu Eisan Shel Bnei Achupa. They all have the Suda to get same time. Kulam Chashuv Ke'echad Levar Pichas Chasarev. Kimishach LeMesuda Shishkinu Lechupa. So he's saying here is that if you have a wedding feast split into two, and split into separate groups, so this is a Tshuva Sarama. Mm-hmm. The Tshuva Sarama is that each one makes a Sheva Brachas. This is the Makar that we spoke about last week. Is Sheva Brachas a din in the Chasam Kala, that they have to get a Sheva Brachas? Or is it a din in the Mesubim that they're Mechuyah to be Mevarech as a Chasam Akala? This is Tshuva Sarash. The Rosh Hashita is that it's a din in the Mesubim, that the Mesubim have to be Mavarech, and since the Mesubim have to be Mavarech, and they split into two separate groups, so therefore they make the bracha separately. Did you get a Nigris Ma'ishem and Ezes Shuva Pei Zayin? He says in Nafkamina, if the Chas and Kala are deaf, if they're both deaf, so under the Chuppah, I mentioned to you in the past, this is the Kedushin bracha, the chasin makes. The Mesad Kedushin doesn't make the bracha. Mesad Kedushin is Moitzi the chasin. So the chasin is someone who can't hear. So the chasin, the Mesad Kedushin, makes sure everything goes right, but the bracha is made by the chasin. Shimon Steinhaus, he told me, by his wedding, he was Mesad Kedushin. He made the bracha, the Mesad Kedushin bracha. And I've been at weddings where they did. What about Sheva brachas? Do the Chazakala have to hear the Sheva Brachis? Mm-hmm. Or not? So the Gris Meshach, Shuva Pei Zayin, in the first Ebenezer, he says, totally in this. Mm-hmm. If it's a din on Chazakala, if they're deaf, they have to make the Bracha. If it's din of the Mesubin, then they don't have to hear it. Meshach brings this Sif as a Raya that it's a din of the Mesubin, and therefore, even the Chazakala can hear, the Mesubim are the Mechuyav and Mevarech, and therefore, they make the brachas.
That was
the shaila. If you leave early, what's the din? If you're leaving early from a wedding and you're benching around the table with a minion,
you need 10, though, right?
You need 10, whether you make Sheva brachas.
Yeah,
so I tell you, I once got a call from somebody. I said, that's Machlaikis the Rosh of the Rambam. You know, like, it's totally a Machlaikis. So how are you allowed to bench early anyway? You're really not allowed to bench early. If you had in mind, when you wash, you're going to bench early. So it could be having in mind, you're going to bench early, excludes you from Zimon, excludes you from... So we're not Machalik, even though Dina de Gemara Shabara is different, but the Paiskamol says not to be Machalik. Yeah. No, okay. All right. So I thought we'll finish the sibbin today. I guess we'll finish it. That's our Shabbos.